don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, February 27th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Quote of the day was reserved for Governor Gretchen Whitmer in last night's State of the State address. Quote, "This divisive rhetoric is amplified by algorithms designed to make us angry and keep us fighting. We've all been manipulated by the largest and most powerful companies in the world who profit more when we start to believe that we have nothing in common. But that's not true." Speaker of the House, Republican Matt Hall, stood four times during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's address. What was it? Bottom line, if you didn't see it, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has come to Jesus. She muscled through what I thought was a painful speech, calling for strong bipartisanship. Now that Matt Hall and the Republicans control the House, now that they have put forward oversight committees, election integrity committees, and many other new committees with subpoena power, all of a sudden, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to be Matt Hall's best friend. Can't we hold hands and walk out of here together? Was basically the speech. Governor Gretchen Whitmer stitched together a series of relatable stories about Michigander struggles, one after another after another. You know, just the regular mom-pa, you know, like Joe King and his family, blah, 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 struggling, which then she would use after every example how they need to come together in a bipartisan solution, with many viewers even questioning whether she'd even finish the speech. She had a dry cough. Several sips of water didn't seem to help her voice, which appeared to be raspy several times, even before the halfway mark. She apologized to a packed House chamber of coming off of a cold after the speech began. She delivered possibly her most genuine address yet, getting even reluctant House Speaker Matt Hall to stand and applaud four times. As she ran through ways Republicans and Democrats have worked together and can work together in the future, when she brought up state regulatory reforms, more money for local roads, and budgeting earmark transparency, Whitmer stuck with only the issues that could realistically get bipartisan support and steered clear of anything that couldn't. The state of our state is strong, but it's on all of us to make it stronger and kinder, too. You know, because us Republicans, we're such mean people. We've got to be more kind to one another. She used the word bipartisan 13 times. We'll get into the rest of the synopsis per MERS News Service. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. In the governor's State of the State address last night, the word bipartisan was uttered 13 times. the word together, 12. And the interesting thing about this, beyond the frequency of those words, was not so much perceived as a political challenge or gimmicky rhetoric, but as a governor who sees a nation exhausted by the polarization, bomb throwing, and a realization that all of a sudden now we all got to get together and work through it. She pointed to an insert put into the programs of the lawmakers that included residents' quotes from across the state. While holding it up, she said, "They're sick of the games, and they're counting on us to work together, and we can't let them down." The most poignant of several relatable antidotes were about the Kalamazoo neighbors from opposite ends of the political spectrum who fixed each other's roofs and shoveled each other's sidewalks. In the end, they showed up for each other all year long. You see, their bond is deeper as neighbors, much stronger than their politics. Gone was the fiery rhetoric or hokey pop culture references of prior speeches. At various points, Whitmer spoke for a few minutes without any applause lines, as if letting the words sink in was more important than prodding people from their seats. President Trump was mentioned by name only one time, and in that same sentence, when referring to President Donald Trump, she used the words common ground. Possibly, most notably, she said it was not acceptable that Michigan spends among the most on its education system and getting among the worst results. Donald Trump said that exact same thing when he was talking about Linda McMahon's appointment to the Department of Education. Using a line almost like you would expect to hear from a Republican, Whitmer said, quote, "We spend more and we get less. That's not acceptable. For our kids, let's do better. Let's face our literacy crisis with fierce urgency," end quote, said Whitmer. Well, I want to stop right there for 1 second. She is proposing $10,000 per pupil. That's the first time any sitting governor has reached the $10,000 mark in proposing how much to spend, invest in our kids' educations. But this is a broken model, folks. And I know there's listeners out there that, you know, their wives or their daughters or granddaughters or somebody, their son, is a public school teacher, and they claim that I hate Michigan. I love Michigan. I've never lived in any other state but Michigan, the state where I was born. I had plenty of opportunities to leave, and I didn't. What I want to do is I want to fix Michigan. I want this state to turn around and fix some serious, absolute, foundational dysfunction, and the missed opportunities is what I meant to say. We've had 8 years of a Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, Republican state house, and Republican Senate under Rick Snyder's 2 terms in office. The foundational basis of what's wrong with this state they didn't fix. These public schools need competition. If you put in competition, Governor Whitmer, they will get better results. Why? Because if they don't, they will die and go away. If there was charter schools, Christian schools in every community that was able to take advantage of that $10,000 per pupil funding without any strings attached, no strings attached, you can't tell a homeschooling mother what she can do with that $10,000. You can't tell a pastor of a Christian school what they have to do with that $10,000. You can't tell a charter school within a community providing an optional education for children what to do with that $10,000. You would fix the education problem in this state. That's the bottom line. One of the things that you have to understand is that the problem cannot be solved with its foundation rooted in public union schools. They turned into communist indoctrination centers, promoting and pushing an agenda that the parents don't want. And honestly, the kids aren't interested in. Why do you think in Detroit they have such low attendance? Some kids missing up to a month of school in addition to the snow days. No problem. Some of them even more. Graduation rates. Oh, she's going to brag later in the speech about how they've had the highest graduation rates. You know why? Because they've lowered the standards. They've lowered the standards under her administration to make it easier for these uneducated kids to graduate high school. Kick the can down the road, put them into the next grade, get them out of here. Make it somebody else's problem to deal with them when they can't even read, but yet they get a diploma. Unbelievable. Boiling down the speech comes to this. Tariffs with Canada are bad. No, they're not. They're actually good. People need help buying homes. Yes, they do, but not from government. Medical debt is a real issue. No, not really. Affordable child care is a necessity. Well, yeah, you have to have affordable child care, but again, not something government should be involved in. Where is it in the state's constitution, Governor? Yes to career and technical education. You mean not every child must go to a communist indoctrination university? You mean you're really now going to get on board with career tech? Young men need a career boost. Young men? You mean like the ones that aren't being educated in Detroit? The young men that aren't getting taught what they really need to know in Northern Michigan? A fighter mission at Selfridge Air Force Base would be nice. There's talk about expanding Selfridge Air Force Base down in Macomb County. If you're not familiar with it, it runs from William Russell Highway, M59, 20 Mile Road, whatever you want to call it, along the lake shore, Lake St. Clair, I-94, and Gratiot, all the way up to 23 Mile Road. excuse me, reverse that. The north entrance is Hall Road. The south entrance is down near Clinton River and Metro Parkway. I had the wrong segment in my mind from my memory many, many, many years ago. The bottom line to all of this, according to Governor, let's fix more damn local roads. Twice, 2018 and 2022, that was her slogan, fix the damn roads. Well, now she's changed it to let's fix more damn local roads. Last two little points that she threw in there. Let's get cell phones out of the classrooms, and it's time for a vape tax. But delivering a compelling speech has never been among Whitmer's problems. Leaning on Democratic issues and forcing issues down Republican throats hasn't been a problem either. Now, with the House controlled by 58 Republicans, she's going to have to score some legitimate bipartisan victories, which have been few and far between. But making 2025 a critical legacy-making year, she's got to reverse that trend. Well, overall, where do the Republicans stand? They're skeptical. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt went so far as to say in his statements before the speech that Whitmer only works with those people that she can get something out of, which explains why she's buddying up with Speaker of the House Matt Hall. His point was Whitmer has no choice but to work with Hall if she wants anything to get done in the last 2 years of her governorship. She's always willing to engage when she wants something, but it's actually you need to grow a true relationship. And it's harder for her to do that. Too often we've seen it. It's all about public relations and social media stunts. Well, one of the House members, Bill Schuette of Midland Jr., basically, I call him Billy Jr., they, other Republicans, shared critical observations. Schuette said, who made a note that Whitmer wasn't exactly a visible bipartisan negotiator during the sub-minimum wage paid sick leave negotiations. Quote, it's really nice to see Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Lansing at the Capitol today. Speaker Pro Tem Rochelle Smith saw Whitmer embracing traditional conservative policy positions as she moves forward. She's going to have to do it to be seen as a potential presidential candidate in 2028. A few more sentences of the story. We'll wrap it up. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.